Working with the breath. First, sit up straight in a chair. In this exercise, I'm gonna explain you a couple of techniques that might be helpful with working with the breath. First, make sure you do exercise number one, and as an extension, you can do this one. So first of all, try to sit up straight. Make sure that you're able to breathe. So if some clothing is a bit tight, loosen it up a bit. Open a belt, see what's needed, so you can breathe. Make sure that the posture, you sit in a comfortable manner. Sometimes they say sit like a king or a queen. So relaxed and not too relaxed, but also not in a lazy manner. But it's also not like very strict. So just try to sit, try to feel what works for you. Can you feel the sitting bones on the surface of the chair? The weight of the body? And then start with taking 3 deep breaths in. Into the nose and out through the mouth. And by doing so, you might feel that you start to relax a bit more. Your heart rate will go down also a bit. And then let the breath go in its normal pace. No rush. By now you might know where you can feel the breath, where it's easy to be aware of the breath. So maybe at the nostrils, throat, chest, diaphragm, belly. Or maybe you've noticed that you can feel the breath also even in your sitting area. See where you can feel the breath at this moment. And what helps in the beginning, or what might help, is to count with the breath. So with the in-breath is 1, out-breath 2, in-breath 3, out-breath 4, and do this, let's say, till you reached 11. And every time you lose count, it's no problem. Just start over. And if you just kept on counting, then start over. Notice it and don't blame yourself. It's how it goes. So maybe again, in 1, out 2, and so on. There's another technique that might help. Might help you being more aware of the breath. And this is by starting to be aware of the breath that comes in. See what happens to the body. And then shift the attention towards the breath that goes out. You don't have to manipulate it. Just breathe. And then maybe focusing on both, or being aware of both, so the in-breath and then the out-breath. If you notice that you are getting too aware of the breath, like hyperventilating, then shift the attention towards, for instance, the sitting bones. There's contact with the chair. And from there on, when you're ready, slowly return to the movement of the breath. A technique that also might help is once in a while focus on the body. So, how are your shoulders? How's the forehead? Can you feel that you're sitting? Can you feel the feet on the ground? Can you feel that you've got a body that's breathing? And then simply go back towards the movement of the breath. Don't force yourself. So, see what technique you would like to train. And know that every time when you get distracted, it's not game over. This is how it works. There's a distraction in your mind, maybe in your body, maybe in your surroundings. And you weren't there, that's no problem. That's how it works. We're training our mind. We're training our mind to be more present. And let the breath help you with that. It's there. So if you want to, you can proceed by taking one of these techniques or finish the exercise by breathing in a little bit deeper, slowly opening the eyes, and there's no rush. Maybe sit, maybe just for 10 seconds, doing absolutely nothing. Just breathing, even with your eyes open. And like I said, you can proceed, of course, or you can go on with doing the things that might need to be done.